Good morning, Covenant family. We have a special treat for our Covenant Weekly today. This is the first of our ministry highlight episodes. Once per month, we would like to invite a ministry leader to share about the ministry they are involved in. To keep things consistent, they'll share in response to a few consistent questions. We're looking forward to hearing from them in their own voices about the ministries they are passionate about. Today, we'll be talking with Brent Jeffkins about Next Generation Ministry. You know him, you love him, you've heard about some of this before, but please stick around because there's a good chance you'll learn something new about what God is doing among us in this area of ministry. Next Gen Ministry, that is the focus of this Covenant Weekly for February 20th, 2024. Brent, I'm glad to be able to hear from you about this area of ministry. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and after each, the floor is yours to share. Could you provide us with a brief overview of the ministry? Is there an origin story to it or parts of it? Are there program dates and times? What does the ministry look like? And how many people are involved in supporting this ministry?
Sure. I'm going to talk about two different areas of our Next Generation's ministry, and one being our kids, which is grade 5 and down, and our youth, which is grades 6 to 12. I've been at Covenant now for almost 3.5 years, and when I came in, both these ministries were already alive and well thanks to a ton of hours put in mainly by volunteers. And when I came on board, I was looking to find ways to continue and add to the hard work put into these ministries over many years, as well as to look into ways that we could expand our impact in our community with these ministries. So Covenant not only made Next Generations, which is our kids and youth, a focus, but put their money where their mouth was by hiring on staff, which would be me, with a primary focus on this. And all of this is to say that I think Covenant cares a lot about Next Generation ministries. We have a couple areas, though, that are our main focus of this. And the first is we have our Sunday focus. Every Sunday, we have kids' church, which is grades 5 or younger, and we use a curriculum called One Story. You might actually remember the videos we once played in our Sunday services at the beginning of COVID. And it includes icebreaker activities that get the kids moving around, a lesson with a verse of the day, taught through videos, and typically a closing craft. On a Sunday, we have anywhere between 2 to even 15 kids, and we, however, are lacking in the volunteer department here. We have only about 5 volunteers that rotate, when the ideal number would be closer to 8. The other half of this Sunday focus is our youth program, which is our grades 6 to 12, where our youth go out during the Sunday service to watch a video on the Bible Project. Each video gives roughly a 10-minute summary of a book of the Bible that we spend time discussing the book, looking up stories within each, and the goal is to have our youth know their Bible and see Jesus within it all. And we have 3 volunteers in this area right now. One more would be ideal for youth. And then we have another ministry, which is our Covenant Youth Program, which happens on Wednesday nights. That's our grades 6 to 12. We can have up to 50 kids attend this. And most of these kids are community kids looking for a place to belong. And we typically run it from 6 to 8 p.m., sometimes 9 p.m. for our high school kids. And we typically play an hour of games and then have an hour that is centered around a lesson and a small group focused, and sometimes we do bigger events such as offsite bonfires, games nights at people's houses. We've done Rounds Ranch, beach days, other things. And we are doing great for volunteers here. Like, we have really like 6 highly committed volunteers. Our third area is called Inspire. This is our 4-night makerspace camp in July, and it is 2 hours a night of crafts, teaching, live worship, fun. We rebranded this actually from VBS to draw in community, from our community, right? Outside the church walls. And this is a highlight for a ton of our kids who ask me all year round when it will be again. This really needs a ton of volunteers. Like, it really needs most of the church to be involved to run it well. We typically have around 80 kids that come as campers and another 25 of our youth that help as volunteers. And finally, we have our school ministries. I teach Christian education full day every other week at Burkevale Protestant Separate School. I also run an Alpha Christian, an Alpha course at a Christian group at Georgian Bay District Secondary School, and that happens weekly. These are places where I get to connect with a lot of kids outside of church contexts. It's also where I get where a lot of our kids hear about things like Inspire and our youth programs.
That's great to hear. So why is this ministry important to you personally? Why have you chosen to be involved? And I would also ask, how has this involvement helped shape you as a Jesus follower?
Well, first off, I grew up in church, though I don't think my faith then ran as deep as it does now. Youth really grounded me in my turbulent teenage years. Like, I wonder if it wasn't for my youth pastor, for the volunteers and Christian friends making a significant impact in my life. I wonder where I would be today and who I would be today. I personally, like, I am the result of people investing in my life in the name of Jesus. The more over the years that I watch kids interact with and find Jesus, the more I am convinced, as Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And I can only reconcile that the Jesus way involves our kids and youth being at the center. At the center of all that we do, and they are not the afterthought while we seek some, you know, mature adult faith without them. Investing in them is the way of Christ. They are the future of the church and something we can sometimes forget, the present impact of the church. Some of the biggest heroes in Scripture were the age of our youth when God used them. Like, the disciples' age is unknown, but they are often thought to be youth age. David when he killed Goliath. We can talk about Esther or Mary or Samuel or Daniel or so many others. Even when Jesus was a youth, everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. This is all to say that kids and youth cannot be separated within the church. They need to be at the center. They need to be the focus as we seek Christ together, and we need our church to mentor, to disciple, and to help these kids grow in Christ.
That being said, are there currently any needs that need to be met for this ministry to thrive?
Well, the short answer is yes. We need volunteers on Sundays. I know that our church is a welcoming place for kids. I see how our adults enjoy the energy that they can bring to a Sunday service. However, it has not translated to people wanting to be part of Sunday kids and youth ministry. We need 3 volunteers every Sunday to make these ministries happen. We've been running on a skeleton staff of volunteers for over a year, and I would really like to provide support to them. However, no one's really stepped up, or very few, and we have had many Sundays where I thought we would just have to cancel kids church due to lack of support, and it would really be a small commitment of like maybe once a month. You don't even need to teach if you don't want to. Kids are a lot less scary and way more engaged than you would think, and frankly the kids are missing out by you not being involved, and perhaps you're missing out on them too. The other thing is snacks and crafts. Every Sunday we provide snacks and crafts. And if you ever feel like going above and beyond and spoiling our kids by providing some fancy snacks for them, or be willing to help run some crafts, crafts are not my gifting, and these kids would absolutely appreciate it. The other thing is Inspire. We're planning for July 8th to 11th, and I would just encourage you to make it a priority to give 2 hours a night. Like, we do it on purpose to make it from 6 p.m. to 7:45. It's not a huge commitment, but just to be involved in that.
That's great. Can you share a celebration story about how God is working through this ministry?
Yeah. Our Wednesday night youth program has stories every week. More than I can really ever tell, but I will leave this with a comment with you that I get almost weekly. I hear a lot from the kids, if it wasn't for youth, I would be blank. You know, we have kids who have had challenges that are beyond what they feel they can handle sometimes, from being bullied at school, social challenges, lack of connection, self-harm, sexual identity concerns, rejection, family stuff at home. They show up at youth group being able to take a deep breath. And through our volunteers, they are told, and even more so shown, that they belong and that they're loved, and they see the tangible love of Jesus. We've had some give their lives to Christ. They come with big questions and wrestling in faith, and it is messy and it's real and it feels like church because of the messiness and the realness of it all.
Thanks so much for sharing about this ministry with us, Brent. And thank you, Covenant Family, for, as Brent said, putting your money where your mouth is. This ministry couldn't be thriving without your prayers, financial support, and time volunteered. If you'd like to get involved in Next Gen Ministry, or even if you don't want to, but feel like God's Spirit is urging you to get involved, whether it be with Sunday morning Covenant Kids or Youth, with Inspire, or with our midweek Covenant Youth, please reach out to Brent. You can email him at brent@covenantchurch.ca or phone the church at 705-549-8477 and leave a message so that he can get back to you. Brent, we are grateful for your ministry and leadership in these areas. Thanks for taking the time to share about it with us today.
Thank you.